Jeffrey Steingarten earns his daily bread by writing about it. He's the food critic for Vogue magazine, and he's compiled his columns in two books, the latest of which is called It Must Have Been Something I Ate. And what makes his writing unusual is that he does not often review restaurants. He's more of a private investigator who tries to solve food mysteries. Does the MSG in Chinese food really give you a headache? What evidence does the government use to ban some foods from the United States? These are some of the questions we're now going to investigate with Jeffrey Steingarten, who is in our New York bureau. And Mr. Steingarten, let's get right to the essential question here. Does MSG really give you a headache?
I think there are some people who may get headaches from MSG. But I remember when I had this discovery, I was in Shanghai and I was eating at a very old-fashioned restaurant. I went into the kitchen afterwards and they were liberally putting gourmet powder, which is what they called it, in translation, into the food. And all of a sudden, I wondered whether everyone does, and I asked around, and almost all restaurants do, and about half the people cooking at home. So I had the blinding insight of, why doesn't everybody in China have a headache? And it did occur to me that everyone in China did have a headache. So I went around asking anyone who spoke English, and I discovered, in fact, that nobody in China had a headache after lunch. So it was very clear to me that there was something going on here, that maybe the people in America were kind of crybabies. And I think what it comes down to, what the argument comes down to, and what I did not reach in my book, and this is something that I have to do more research on, is that there is natural MSG, natural glutamic acid, in a lot of foods. One food that has the most, more than any Chinese or Japanese ingredient, is Parmesan cheese. Many Italian meals will have more glutamic acid than Chinese meals.
Well, how do you get interested in questions like this?
Well, usually it's my stomach that tells me where to go. And didn't Pascal say that the stomach has its reasons, which reason does not know? And
I'm sorry, I missed that. I must have missed that chapter in school, but please continue.
Oh, no, maybe he was the one who said the heart has its reasons, which reason does not know. But I think that the same thing would apply to the stomach, and even more so.
You have investigated, among other things, the question of raw milk cheeses, which are not supposed to be imported from Europe, although you yourself succeeded in doing so.
Yeah. Many of the great French cheeses are made with unpasteurized milk, and the cheeses have been aged for fewer than 60 days, and that's the FDA test.
How did you get it in?
I declare everything on my customs form, and I sometimes go out of my way for the fun of it. So the last time I came in with cheese, I had about 10 pounds of really some of the best cheese in the world. And I wrote on my custom form, you know, where it says, are you bringing in any food, germs, animals, etc.? And I said, yes, I'm bringing in food. And see reverse. And then on the reverse, I wrote down, I am bringing in 10 pounds of cheese made from unpasteurized milk that has been aged for fewer than 60 days in contravention to FDA regulations. And you go, and the guy looks at the back, and he says, oh, okay, go right ahead.
What kinds of cheeses are we talking about here, and what do they taste like?
Camembert, one of the great cheeses, although there are some purists who say there's no more Camembert, but Royal Milk Brie, Livarot, and it's been demonstrated in French laboratories that if you pasteurize the milk going into Camembert, that the main Camembert flavor cannot develop. Now, whoever there is at the FDA worried about this kind of thing is, I think, oh, I don't want to say he's mental, but, okay, I'll say it, he's mental. I had an argument with him on some panel, and I was saying, well, you know, there's this paper that I read, the CDC published in a peer-reviewed journal, and it said that except for one outbreak of listeriosis from eating queso fresco in Los Angeles, that is Mexican cream cheese, really, made in a plant that didn't have a good pasteurizer, no one had died from cheese in a long time.
You were at a panel discussion and you actually met the guy at the FDA who says that cheese is bad for you, that you consider to be mental?
Yes. And so I said to him, well, what about this paper? And he said, I'm not aware of this paper. You know, and I said, but you're one of the eight authors. And he said, well, you know, they put our names in everything. there's no talking to people like that. I got actually unruly and they had to cart me out and put me alone in a room filled with cheese. And
this happen to you often?
No, I'm a very temperate person, except at the dinner table. And also just remember that cheese does not have lactose in it. So anyone who says, I can't eat that cheese because I'm lactose intolerant is a lactose crybaby.
With that thought in mind, let me just say that Jeffrey Steingarten is the author of It Must Have Been Something I Ate, and also of The Man Who Ate Everything. Mr. Steingarten, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Steve.